I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. What a beautiful day. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 57 degrees.
And traffic to match the beautiful day. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
Over the past hour, we received a lot of new information from the White House press briefing about the fight against the coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says they will be meeting with lawmakers this afternoon to talk about emergency checks sent to Americans soon.
Although the president likes the idea of the payroll tax holiday, I will tell you what we've heard from many people, and the president has said we can consider this. The payroll tax holiday would get people money over the next 6 to 8 months. We're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately. And what we've heard from hardworking Americans, many companies have now shut down, whether it's bars or restaurants. Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
How much?
I will be previewing that with the Republicans. There's some numbers out there. They may be a little bit bigger.
This plan is similar to the one Utah Senator Mitt Romney has pitched to give each adult a $1,000 check. We will go in-depth on the topic coming up at 12:15. Dr. Deborah Birx is the White House coronavirus response coordinator, and during the briefing, she said the key to slowing the pandemic in the U.S. lies with the younger generations who need to protect the older people of our nation.
And we're asking the younger generations to support them in social contacting through videos and other Skype-type functions, or just the simple telephone. We're asking the younger generations to stop going out in public places to bars and restaurants and spreading asymptomatic virus onto countertops and knobs and grocery stores and grocery carts.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is the leading expert on the pandemic in the U.S., wanted to emphasize what Dr. Birx said, that the young people play a vital role.
When I was young, a long time ago, I felt that I was invulnerable, the way I think many of us feel we're invulnerable. And when we're asking the young people to help us with this mitigation strategy by staying out of the bars, staying out of the restaurants, really trying to distance yourself, don't get the attitude, well, I'm young, I'm invulnerable. You are, well, in some respects, you're certainly less vulnerable than I am. However, what you might inadvertently do, and I know you don't want to do that, you don't want to put your loved ones at risk, particularly the ones who are elderly and the ones who have compromised conditions. We can't do this without the young people cooperating. Please cooperate with us.
Most kids are out of school right now, but the president was asked if people should travel for spring break. His advice was for the American people to enjoy their living room this spring.
I would just say enjoy your home stay. I would just say right now. We have to get this problem fixed.
The president was also asked if he feels the country is heading into recession.
I don't think in terms of recession. I think in terms of getting it out, because when we're finished with the virus, we will win. We will win. And when that victory takes place, our economy is going to go through the roof. Right. It is so pent up. It is so built up. It is so ready to go in an upward direction. But we have to knock out this enemy. This is a really tough enemy, but we have to knock out all of us. That's all of us. So I don't think in terms of recession, not recession. It's words. We have to knock out this, and we will have an economy. I actually think we'll have an economy like we've never had before.
Could a shelter-in-place order for Salt Lake City be on the horizon? KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The coronavirus outbreak is a fluid situation, and no option is off the table. That's the message from Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall, who says that it's typically better to err on the side of caution. She says any sort of decision of that magnitude wouldn't be made alone.
Salt Lake City's not a bubble, and this situation isn't contained to a single city or a single county. And so for us to work in coordination is a better move than a city working by itself.
Instead, it will require careful coordination between the city, county, state, and various health agencies in order to identify best practices going forward. She says they're keeping an eye on cities with similar populations and economies like Austin, Denver, and Portland to compare what steps they're taking. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
With people being told to stay home, the Red Cross says they're going through a severe blood shortage right now, and they need help. We get more on that story from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who joins us live. Paul?
Maria, across the country, officials from the Red Cross say nearly 2,700 blood drives have been canceled in the wake of the coronavirus spreading. Over 80% of the blood they collect comes from those drives, and as a result, they have about 86,000 fewer donations than normal. Red Cross officials say they're taking additional steps to make sure people feel safe and more at ease while donating blood, like increasing the space between beds and taking everyone's temperature before they enter a drive. Officials with ARUP say they are also seeing a similar shortage in blood donations. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, Amazon is making changes as grocery stores continue to struggle to keep certain items in stock. And a look at your new time drive.
Traffic pattern is working well along the Wasatch Front, I-15, I-80 in the Belt Routes. No delays. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
KSL is right in your pocket. And that's it. Your cell phone. Stream us at work, running errands, and around the house on your KSL News Radio app.
You are not a generic human. Men, your body is not generic. Every man has a unique physical makeup. This is why generic pills and supplements don't work for many men who suffer with ED and low T. The staff at Universal Men's Clinic specializes in affordable, custom treatments for ED and low testosterone. By concentrating only on the treatment of low T and ED, our medical team is successful at finding a specific medical plan for each patient. By working with specialized compounding labs, we can create a precise formula that is best for you. This specialized custom care makes Universal Men's Clinic very successful, even when generic pills and supplements haven't worked. This is serious medicine for men who want to regain intimacy and energy. Get more enjoyment out of life. Book an appointment at UniversalMen'sClinic.com. That's UniversalMen'sClinic.com or call 801-263-7777. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient and affordable.
Richard Whipple, leader of the band. Dad, this year marks 20 years since your passing. The great talks, hiking, fishing, and all that we did together were awesome fun, except going to work with you in plumbing, which was not fun. When sent to get a part, you taught us to run both ways, to the truck and back, as fast as our legs would carry us. And you must have told us 100 times to triple check our work. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. You taught us by example to stand behind our work, to get there fast, to pull the ox out of the mire, to charge a fair price, and to not charge anything to someone truly in need. I learned for sure what I didn't want to be when I grew up, a plumber. But it didn't turn out to be so bad. Your example made you the ultimate Whipple service champion, Richard Whipple. It was hard for your generation to say, I love you, but I know you did. I love you and miss you, Dad.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Dad, your guiding hand will be with us always.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story this hour. Of course, it is the coronavirus and the ever-changing situation. The president, this past hour, you know, announcing a change in the authority of states and talking about an economic aid package. We're going to continue to bring you the very latest on this story. You can depend on us for that. Meantime, we continue to see empty shelves as people buy up toilet paper and cleaning supplies as fast as stores get them shipped. But once again, the national distributors are saying that we don't have a shortage of these goods. We just have too many people stockpiling, and it takes time for them to get the products. We get more now from ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
As a nation stocks up on groceries, there are growing concerns about all.
It is scary to see these images of empty store shelves, but we've spoken to a number of grocers and retailers, Target, Kroger, and Publix, who tell us those shelves will be restocked and replenished. It is a matter of time. This is why they are limiting the number of items you can purchase in certain categories, like the non-perishable canned items and cleaning supplies. The issue right now is not the supplies. The supplies are in the warehouses and in the factories. It's a matter of getting those supplies to stores and store shelves. And now you see truck drivers, warehouse workers, having to work overtime, doing many more deliveries than what would be typical. Typically, grocers would get about 2 deliveries a week. Now they're getting these deliveries every single day. And you have a number of stores that are changing up their hours in order to make time for this, lessening the amount of time that the store is open, making special hours for seniors. That's something that Stop and Shop is doing. And now Amazon says that it will hire an additional 100,000 warehouse and delivery workers in order to get those very much needed supplies into the hands of Americans.
Amazon is also saying that it's limiting the types of items being sent to its warehouses. The company will focus on getting household staples, medical supplies, and other high demand products. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Check-in with Rewards. Good afternoon, Len. Any trouble spots out there?
Good afternoon, Maria.
Anyone out there, Len?
Is anyone out
We're
there?
We're all hunkered down.
It's a good question. There seems to be, a few people out there. Driving around. It's good. It's really good news, actually, on a beautiful day. No problems, though. Good tempos and spacing. No accidents on I-15 or delays. Springville to Salt Lake and on to Ogden. Drivers on the Belt Route seeing no problems. I-80 westbound to Tooele and on to Argonite and the Great Salt Lake. The one thing that's on the board right now is in Wasatch County. It's a crash. U.S. 40 2 miles north of Heber, but not much in the way of delays. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
You know what, Len? It feels like summer because I never see kids out in their front yards playing when I head to work at noon, right?
It's kind
11
of odd.
O'clock. Yeah, it was very odd, but it's a great day. They're out having a great time.
It's a good thing.
Yep. Let's take a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front. And here's Grant Wayman.
Partly cloudy skies, mid-60s. Saturday about 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We like that. And right now, 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news. We're hearing more today about Senator Mitt Romney's plan to give each adult in the U.S., $1,000 to help with the economic crisis. Well, what will the economic aid actually look like? We're going to hear from Senator Romney coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Guys, ED is a serious subject and one that plagues a lot of men. The good news is that you can fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Wasatch Medical Clinic is the only clinic in the country that uses two different kinds of proven wave therapy, radial and focused, to open up and regrow blood vessels where you need it most. What does that mean for you? It means that we can eliminate your ED quickly and affordably. No pills and no side effects. If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call us right now. We are running an unprecedented special, never before offered. We'll give you the initial medical exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Additionally, if you call us now and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you a special gift that produces instant results, improving intimacy immediately. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to claim that offer, 801-901-8000.
Your next big win is closer than you think.
Start by getting Xfinity Internet, which gives you the best Wi-Fi experience with coverage throughout your home. That's a win.
You even get added protection for your connected devices with Xfinity XFi, making it a win-win.
Add Xfinity Mobile, the most reliable wireless network that saves you up to $400 a year on your wireless bill, and well,
winning with Xfinity has never been more simple, easy, awesome.
Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get Internet for 12 months with no term contract required, and Mobile with 3 gigs of shared wireless data.
Plus, ask how to get $300 off when you buy a new gas Galaxy S20 Ultra. Go to Xfinity.com/save big. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
Internet offer ends 3/23/20. New Performance Starter Plus customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Galaxy offer ends 4/5/20.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says a shelter-in-place order for the city isn't imminent, but every option is still on the table if the coronavirus outbreak continues to worsen. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the Red Cross says they're seeing a severe shortage of blood donations as people stay home. They say healthy individuals are needed to donate now, and they're taking steps to make sure donation centers are clean and safe. Third is look at your noontime drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Here's Len Thomas.
Noon hour traffic is working well along the Wasatch Front. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Nice and good day with sunshine and 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, a very nice 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City in time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Economic relief in the works. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin floated the idea of sending checks to Americans in the coming weeks as the nation and individuals struggle with the health and economic impacts of the coronavirus. Democrats and Republicans working on a bipartisan relief package for Americans and businesses. The Senate taking up the measure that the House passed last night. There is some back and forth, but President Trump says despite the tough situation, everyone is putting politics aside for the most part.
Getting along with Democrats, getting along with Republicans, for the Democrats themselves. There's been a lot of spirit. There's been a lot of things happening that I haven't seen happen in the first almost now 3.5 years. It's been very nice to see. That's one of the good things.
In California, GOP Representative Duncan Hunter sentenced to 11 months in prison today for his corruption conviction. Hunter pleaded guilty earlier to misspending campaign funds. He resigned from Congress in January. His attorneys had asked for home confinement. New England Patriots star quarterback is leaving the team. Tom Brady posted on Instagram that he's bidding farewell to the only NFL team he's known, thanking fans over the years where he earned 6 Super Bowl rings. Brady says that his football journey continues. It'll just take place elsewhere. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We're hearing more today about Senator Mitt Romney's plan to give each adult in the U.S. $1,000 to help with the economic crisis. Senator Romney joined Tim and Amanda on Utah's Morning News to give us the details.
We would have the Internal Revenue Service basically cut a check to every adult in the country. There may well be an income test, meaning those earning over, let's say, $100,000 wouldn't get one of these, but every other American age 18 and older would get a check from the Internal Revenue Service, and that would come as soon as possible. That would come for this month, and it's very possible it would happen in a subsequent month as well, and perhaps 2 or 3 months in a row, depending on how long American families need some help. So right now we got a lot of families that are in distress, and that's one part, I think, of helping people out in a difficult time. At the same time, encouraging the rebounding of our economy when this difficult period passes by.
We played earlier in this half hour Senator Cotton's comments, and he is certainly on board with you on this idea, although he has a bill of his own. The cost of this becomes something that a lot of people will point a finger at. But in times like this, I guess the cost of not helping folks that have been temporarily put out of work could be much more to our economy than, you know, giving this money to Americans.
Well, I think you're right. You know, I'm one of those that's not happy about the idea of spending an extra $1 trillion a year just to meet our normal expenses, which is what we've been doing even during a time of a booming economy. But when in a circumstance like this, we have a real a crisis on our hands, this is the time when we do dip in, when we do borrow the money that we need to help American families, and by the way, to help American small businesses and some large businesses as well that are severely impacted by this crisis. So, this is a time for us to use our reserves and to use our borrowing reserves to make sure that we help people who are in need. So, Tom Cotton has this very similar view. I saw Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri. He likewise has a similar view. So more and more, I think, senators, Republican and Democrat, are coming around to the idea of getting checks out as soon as possible to Americans across the country.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Len Thomas, still a good-looking drive?
Still a good-looking drive, Maria. It is a wonderful drive on I-15. No problems on this gorgeous day. But on I-80, it's also in good shape. We do have a crash in Provo Canyon now, US 189, about 10 miles up at Nuns Park in Provo Canyon. Not much in the way of delays there, but just keep an eye out for that. If your weeds are healthier than your grass, you need Stewart's, Utah's number one local lawn care company. Buy 5 treatments and get the 6th free. Green lawn, weeds be gone with stewartslawn.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, it's another great day for getting outside. A little windy out there, partly cloudy, 64. We get rain showers tomorrow and 53, and then rain and snow showers. It's colder on Thursday with high 48. Partly cloudy, 54 on Friday, 56 sunshine on Saturday. Warms up to 58 Sunday, partly cloudy skies, and then rain again Monday, 55. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, a lovely 59 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And taking a look at the markets, I am so relieved to say in positive territory. The Dow has been up more than 1,000 points. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:21.
The news that's all around us these days makes one important point, that now more than ever, patients need the support that Community Nursing Services provides. That's why the Art and Soup charity event is going on virtual. Get ready for something special online. March 25th through the 29th, you can purchase beautiful art along with fun auction items by just visiting cns-cares.org/art-soup. Community Nursing Services 2020 Art and Soup charity event is going virtual because nothing is more important than being able to care for those who need care the most. The Art and Soup charity will be centered on raising funds to provide home health and hospice care to thousands of low-income, uninsured, and underinsured Utah residents. Your purchase makes a big difference. So make plans to join the fun March 25th through the 29th at cns-cares.org/art-soup. CNS patients need your support. Join the drive today. cns-cares.org/art-soup.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. Rates are at historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
At Shane Company, we love getting your questions on social media. Tom is here to answer one of them. Kelsey writes, "My mom and I are going shopping this weekend, and we're stopping by the store to get our Shane Company rings cleaned. She wants to get me something special, too. Any suggestions?"
Kelsey, our new styles for spring are in the store now. Shane Company's in-house design team travels the world gathering inspiration year-round to create the most stylish looks for our customers. I'd recommend gemstones and trending colors like London Blue Topaz, Blush Morganite, or Purple Amethyst. For a more classic style, I'd suggest Cultured Pearls. Our team of jewelry experts will be happy to show you as many styles as you like. You and your mom will have a lot of fun.
Follow us on social media at Shane Company and send us your jewelry questions.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. Live mic with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, you've got a different reality today. You're coming to us from your home.
Maria, there have been some changes here. In fact, as I speak to you now, I'm sitting in my guest bedroom. I've set up a little broadcast station. The smart folks, the smart engineers we have working for us came over into my home, set me up nice, and I'll be broadcasting from home. In fact, at this very moment, little beautiful baby Piper is sitting on my lap, and she may join us a few times during the program today as we cover a number of different topics. There is a blood shortage. We'll be speaking to the Red Cross. Markets are all over the place. The good news for folks is they're up today. We're going to sort that out. We're also going to be looking at the impact on Hollywood. And last thing, Super Tuesday 3.0 takes place today. We're going to see how the states hosting primaries around the country are responding to the coronavirus. They're all taking different approaches. We'll sort it out on today's program.
Sounds terrific. Live mic with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35 here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25, Kroger, which is the parent company of Smith's, is donating $3 million to help food pantries. The money is being distributed, including including Feeding America and No Kid Hungry. KSL Drives, Tesla CEO Elon Musk told employees to come to work only if they are comfortable to do so. Company's auto plant in Fremont, California will likely stay open. Louis Vuitton has stopped making cosmetics at three of their largest factories and are instead making hand sanitizer. Company says they'll be able to produce 12 tons of hand sanitizer within the next week, and their first shipments are being donated to French health officials. Taking a look at your money at this moment, first day that it hasn't been too scary to do so. Markets in positive territory. The Dow's been bouncing around a bit. It's been up more than 1,000 points, but right now it's up by 818. That's up 4%, sitting at 21,007. S&P 500 up by 119 points, and the NASDAQ up by 355 points. The VidAngel company, which started here in Utah, is offering their video filtering service for free to help people spend their time at home. The company said on its website that no credit card is required, but customers must agree to social distancing. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Are you within 5 years of claiming Social Security? This decision is more complicated than most people realize. It could trigger a mountain of taxes, double your Medicare premiums, and cause you to forfeit thousands of dollars in other benefits. This could add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could avoid this with a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. What you learn in this free analysis could save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it won't cost you a dime. Get your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Spend time together as a family learning about the Savior with helpful resources from Segal Book, such as Come Follow Me Through the Book of Mormon. This book offers thought-provoking discussion and activities designed to appeal to all ages. Best of all, it's on sale for just $9.99. They also have lots of fun things to help children learn about the Savior and prepare for Easter, like the Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag, on sale now for just $19.99. These fantastic family items and more are on sale now at Segal Book and SegalBook.com.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. What's happening, Lynn Thomas?
Well, Maria, beautiful St. Patrick's Day driving, I-15 and the major freeway, Salt Lake Valley, Weber, and Davis, and Utah counties on the freeways. We do have that crash in Provo Canyon. U.S. 189 at Nuns Park in Provo Canyon. Not much in the way of delays there, just to get around that as you can. I'm Lynn Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Nice day up there. South wind blowing, partly cloudy, 64. Rain showers, 53 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:30. I'm Maria Chalais. 59 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. This just into the KSL Newsroom. The Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints says all of their missionaries in the Philippines who are not native to that country are being sent back home. The missionaries will be reassigned in their home countries after completing a 14-day self-isolation as a precaution. A tracking website called Womply.com shows Utahns purchased 261 times more groceries last week than they did the same time a year ago. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
Since news of the coronavirus started in January, Utahns have greatly increased their food purchases from the previous year. Compare that to Maryland, which comes in second to increased grocery purchases, 125%. And two of the hardest hit states, California and Washington, only increased their purchases by about 23%. Vice President of Marketing Brad Plotho says bigger families and better access to big box stores compared to the rest of the country are just a couple reasons why Utahns are wiping out store shelves. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A Kearns woman is being investigated for murder after the state medical examiner determined her husband died from blunt force trauma instead of a medical condition. Veronica Vicarza told investigators her husband went unconscious and had a serious problem with mixing too much alcohol and Tylenol. In further interviews, police say they learned that Vicarza had been in a fight with her husband where she is accused of beating him with various objects. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. The Marriott hotel chain says it's going to temporarily shut its buildings and furlough workers.
The entire travel industry is hurting. Airlines are asking for tens of billions of dollars in bailout money to prevent shutting down. And now the world's biggest hotel chain, Marriott, is temporarily shutting down hotels and furloughing workers. In the end, Marriott believes it could have to furlough tens of thousands of workers, everybody from general managers to housekeepers.
That is ABC's Alex Stone reporting. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up over 1,000 points. 1,013 at this moment. It sits at 21,212. That is up more than 5%. S&P 500 up by 140 points, and the NASDAQ up by 407 points.